memories. Yeah, we've been... Wow. The old hometown has been on my mind. Conspiracy of the Insignificant. No, this is the program that you were expecting, and there will be cool and strange music. And I'm going to babble, but this time around, there's the town that I grew up in. Monticello, New York, of which, from the photographs that my pop sent me via email, well, it's just, let's go back. Most of you have heard of the Borscht Belt, upstate New York, the Catskills. It was a fairly famous resort area well into the 1960s. The Woodstock Festival happened up there, but sometime right around there, it stopped being such a tourist destination. I mean, for ages, that was where people who lived and worked in New York City would send their wife and kids for the summer. They would stay in, you know, these bungalow colonies, which was, you know, a bunch of nice shacks. These places weren't winterized or anything, and they had, you know, swimming pool, some central quote-unquote casino area where people would gather, and the same people would come year after year and form their own little social communities. And that was what I, where I was growing up, what the situation was. I mean, 10 months out of the year, there was pretty much nothing happening in Monticello, New York. I mean, before that, I guess there used to be a little more happening in the winter, but it was, I think, pretty much always a summer resort. People, you know, businesses made their money during the busy season, and that allowed them to continue and function until the next year came around, was the basic formula of operation there. You know, I grew up going to these summer camps that were adjuncts to the bungalow colony, so, a lot of my friends growing up in the summer were, you know, the people from New York City and Brooklyn and Jersey who were there for the summer. And, you know, this was before the internet. And when a long-distance phone call to New York, I think a five-minute call was like a buck. So, you know, you saw these people during the summer. And then you didn't see them until the next summer. And, you know, once I got old enough to stop going to summer camp, those people pretty much, unless they resurface on Facebook, are, you know, ciphers, little entities that were part of my life. But anyhow, that was what Monticello was sort of like for me. And what we have in these photos that Gene sent me is... first, a couple years ago, there was government money, and they did a bunch of restoration on the buildings, but from the photographs he sent, that didn't get anybody to try to open any businesses in them. And then apparently they've gotten some more federal money, so they have widened. It used to have wide sidewalks, and it was already a wide main thoroughfare, but they have now widened the main street, so it's like, God, like I guess eventually they'll just run a superhighway through. But there's these photos of these empty buildings, and the sidewalks are gone, and the trees that used to be there are gone, and it's a gutted feeling. And the last time I was back there, I mean, it's just, well, you know, places change, and they aren't what they were, and it's part of the old aging process in the end. I mean, I reminisced at one point in one of the shows about the old arcade, and there were just so many businesses, the laundromats, Cleansville. Who remembers Cleansville? I used to play pinball. Hanging around at Cleansville, they used to run pinball tournaments. I used to hang around with Melvin Hotailing. And oh, wow. And then there was the Dean Phipps Hardware Store, where I purchased my Bagatelle boards. When I was, I don't know, 11 or 12, I was such a pinball fanatic. And this is pre-home video games. They used to make these little pinball machines, kind of. I mean, they used a marble, and they were little, and they, you know, there was no electrical parts. It was basically a slanted board, kind of a cheesy pachinko. And yeah, you can look them up and see. I'm sure they sell on eBay for horrible fortunes. But I used to go to Dean Phipps and I'd save up my allowances. And what else used to be on? There were stores like Al Cohn's Sports Shop, where I would buy, baseballs and mitts and my athletic shoes. I mean, I remember when, there used to just be canvas sneakers and Vance Levin was the first one who had leather sneakers. God, that was summer camp. Back again, I think it was Silbert's Day Camp. Oh, wow. All these crazy random memories. Let's play some weird music, huh? The Shocking Baby Secrets material. God, at some point I really have to get it all together and figure out something with that, because there is tons of stuff that I did with the well and often mentioned Casio sampling keyboard and Fostex 4-track recording device. And I don't know. It was fun making it, and now that I have a place to put it, oh, you lucky people, you get to hear it. And that was recorded, in fact, in Monticello, back in my days when I lived there. I spent, God, the first, most of, I mean, I bounced around. I tried to escape the vortex that was my hometown, Monticello, New York. On a number of occasions, but I didn't reach official and total escape velocity until around 1992 was the last time that I called that place home. So now it's been a while, but it's God, things change, and I guess change is just part of aging, and as you know, it's. Like I talk about when TV was only three channels. You know, in Monticello, most of you are familiar with the company Cablevision. I remember a friend of my dad's, he came around town. He was going to put an antenna up on the hill and bring some wires down, and was looking for investors for what they called it the Master Antenna. And he was going to get everybody better TV reception and charge them something. And I think at the time, most people found that was a very funny thing. Now, of course, that all ties in together because he founded Cablevision, became very rich, came back to town, and I believe he is one of the owners of the original Woodstock site now. So there you have it. And speaking of memories, I hope this was a memorable show. Conspiracy of the Insignificant is brought to you by the Overnightscape Underground Rubber Room Entertainment Labs. Thanks for listening, and tune in again real soon.